producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Sue, thank you so much for being patient with me. So without further ado, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I got my feelings hurt, and I don't know how to deal with it and move on.
Okay. Who hurt your feelings?
My mom.
What did she say or do?
Well, just a little backstory. She's just gotten an award at work for kindness and support of coworkers, and that's wonderful. She totally deserves that. But in the same vein, she hasn't learned how to spell my kids' names. She blew off my husband's 50th birthday and went way overboard for another friend's at literally the same day. And I'm just having a hard time dealing with it.
Okay. Let's go through this a little bit at a time. Okay. How many kids are there? How many do you have sibs? Do you have siblings or are you an only?
Yes. No, I have a sibling.
Older or younger?
He's younger.
And do you feel that that your mom is as dismissive of him as she is of you or not?
No, he still lives with her and she still supports him at 44 years old.
Whoa!
Yeah.
My goodness. How old are you?
47.
Okay. Is your dad still alive?
No.
Were you dad's little girl?
No. We were always very close, my mom and myself.
Okay, so
and
when
it just seems,
was there a fallout between the two of you? Was there an event?
Not a fallout. There's always been, because of her, what I consider coddling of my brother, there always has been maybe a little wall between us because of that, but we've always been extremely close. And
All right. So we've got number one, the issue between your perception of your mom's dealing with your brother. How long have you felt like she's not kind of that she is this the only time she's hurt your feelings, or has it been an ongoing issue? When did it start? What's the deal here? Give me a little bit of time perspective.
I've always been aware. She's never said the words "I'm sorry." You know, it's just kind of like, well, you know, get over it. You know, and so that's always been kind of there. But I've never really felt like my feelings are really hurt. You know.
So when, is this? So that's what I'm trying to hone in on. So when is this a pattern? Is this a one-time deal? Is this? I'm trying to get a time perspective on this.
Yeah. I guess it all kind of came to light when, you know, my husband's birthday, when she just completely blew that off. And
okay, when was your husband?
Within the last 3 months, so.
Okay. So do she and your husband get along?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She loves
and her explanation, how much advance warning did she have about your husband's birthday?
Well, she's known him for 15 years.
No, but I mean, presumably the party wasn't planned for 15 years.
No. She lived out of state and had called the day of the party. And she said, oh, well, what are you doing? And I said, well, we're, you know, getting ready for this party. And she went, oh, okay, well, let me tell you what I did for my friend. And she goes and she just launches into this whole thing. And you know, even after the party, there was never a card. There was never
okay. Wait. Back me up. Was she invited to the party?
No, she's
Sue?
Out of state. She works.
Sue.
She works constantly.
Sue. You cannot have it both ways, darling. Do you think there's a possibility that your mom might have been hurt that you're having a 50th party, a 50th birthday party for your husband, and she wasn't invited?
I don't think so. I honestly don't.
I think you're being a little naive. She might not have been able to come. Did she know that the party was planned? It sounds like she didn't even know that.
I don't know.
Sue, yes, you do. You cannot have it both ways. You can say, you know, my mom knew about the party, she was invited, and she decided to do something with her friend. And, you know, we could put the out-of-state issue in there a bit, but she didn't know about it, which meant you didn't tell her. You had a party that you viewed as a big deal that she not only did not know about, what wasn't invited to. And you don't think that that could kind of sting a little bit?
Perhaps it did.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's figure out how you and your mom can have a better relationship, because that one's on your plate, Sugar Plum. You cannot expect her to send a card to your husband to a party that she wasn't invited to.
Okay, I can appreciate that.
Okay,
I get that.
So the first thing we're going to do here, all right, so let's put that, and let's sort of back up a little bit. What's the issue about spelling your kids' names? Do we have an odd spelling on one of your kids' names or something?
No. I mean, they have names that, you know, are typically spelled maybe two or three different ways. But... you know, she sends a Christmas card, and after 10 or 12 years, I can't even show them the Christmas card because their names are...
Oh, yeah,
small.
Of course you can. All right, here, how old are your kids?
10 and 12.
All right, let me go through this one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you got to get off the issue about how your mom treats your brother.
Okay.
It's not your business. And if you feel he's taking something that's yours, I mean, I still think you have to get off of it, because if it's sibling rivalry, sort of wrapped in self-righteousness because it's saying, well, you're coddling him, what's the issue with your brother? Why is he at 44? He's still living at home.
He doesn't work.
Why?
I think he has a drug problem. She refuses to acknowledge it.
Well, it was done. Has he ever been... Look, has your mom ever come to you and said, Sue, what should I do about your brother?
No.
Okay, then keep your mouth shut. It's not your issue any more than if at one point... you've got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. If your 10-year-old comes and says, you're treating her differently than you're treating me, or I don't think this is a good way to bring her up, you're going to say, mind your own business. And you're going to view it as sibling rivalry, and you're going to stay out of it. It's not a whole lot different when you guys are adults. So it's not your business. It really is not.
Okay.
If she comes to you and asks your opinion, I'd still be very careful, because it's easily misinterpreted as, well, the two of you have always been rivals. But it's not your business, and offering unsolicited, especially negative advice, is a way... I'm sure you've hurt her feelings, that she's saying, you know, you're my kid, and I'm the mother, and I'm doing the best I can, and who are you to criticize? So get off of it, and you make a list here, because there's going to be an apology, Sue, that comes from you to her, which I know is not what you called up for me to hear, but nevertheless, okay? So number one...
I did call just to get, you know...
Okay, good girl. I'm very proud of you, because I'm sure this isn't easy. But look, it may not be much fun, but it should also make your stomach hurt a whole lot less than it did 5 minutes ago. So, number one, you're gonna have to say to your mom, Mom, you're the mom. I think how you deal with Harold is gonna have to be between the two of you. And, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not be viewed as impartial in this. So call Brown, and she'll help you with it. I'm going to stay out of it. And the next time I say anything about Harold, I'll give you $20. Number two, the issue about misspelling kids' names, if it's any comfort to you, my mother still misspells Brown. I mean, all you have to do is put the damn E on the end of it. But let the kids, when she sends a Christmas card, it's misspelled, let the kids deal with Grandma about it. Grandma, you misspelled state. Easy, it's got an E. All right? Let the kids deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to the party, we've gone over that, but I want you to think about it. I'll put you on hold, because I know you waited for me for a long time. So put you on hold, and I'll let you sort of walk through any of this with me in a minute. All right? Hang on. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. ¶¶
call Dr. Joy at 855.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Sugar Plums, if there's something I can do to help you, I've got about 35 minutes left, so not a bad time to call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Sue, who she's on my good guy list because, first of all, she hung on for me, and second of all, she didn't yell at me when I said, Sue, we can't look at it like this. So I just, Sue has got her feelings hurt, and there's certainly, you know, moms can hurt our feelings, moms and dads can hurt our feelings probably close to, more than anybody, and kids can hurt moms and dads' feelings, which we forget sometimes as much as anybody. And I think this is one of those situations where at least two out of three of the hurts were probably, even though mom sort of retaliated, maybe that's not a fair word. Mom was not sensitive to Sue's feelings, but I think part of what motivated her was, I think, that her feelings were hurt first because Sue didn't invite, neither informed her nor invited her about a 50th birthday party for her husband, and expecting a card to come under those circumstances unrealistic, and being critical of mom's treatment of you know, of Sue's sib. As I said, you can get 100 people together in a room and ask them what they feel most insecure about, and they'll all say sex, but it's not. It's parenting, because sex we do with a limited number of people, relatively quietly, relatively infrequently, more or less in the dark. Parenting, our kids go out in public and embarrass us. And your mom, clearly, is a good guy, and although I think there also is that discrepancy between what people do publicly and what they do privately, and that may be part of what's fueling your sense of, well, this isn't fair, is because mom is viewed as such a lovely person publicly, which it sounds like she is, and is a little less charming to you than you'd like. So, all right, but I didn't want to, and in terms of the kid misspelling the kids' names, I'm with you on that, but let the kids deal with grandma about it. It'll have much more impact, and she'll change. She'll change much more because, I've told this story before, my father smoked from the time he was 8 years old on, and he had six children, and all of us hated it. And he stopped smoking cold turkey when one of my nieces went up to him when she was about seven and said, Grandpa, I don't want you to die. Cold turkey. Never smoked again. So grandkids can have an impact that you and I cannot have, except with our grandparents. All right, I wanted to give you a chance to respond or question or whatever you wanted to do here.
I spent the last, you know, couple minutes during the break absorbing everything that you said, and I definitely see your side of the story, you know, not necessarily your side of the story, but your perspective on it, and I thank you so much.
Well, you're a dear. Listen, so call your mom up and say, Mom, I think, you know, I've got a new deal for you. I wouldn't even mention a birthday.
No, I don't want to bring that up because I don't want to make her feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's of saying, and I look, because I think there are two issues here. The first, I would apologize for saying anything about your brother and offering her the $20 reward should you do it, because that will cement your sincerity in it and also keep you very honest. Second, to say, do you know, Mom, here's part of the deal. You know, I love having you involved with our family, but I don't want to make you feel obligated because you do live out of state. And so I'm not sure I've found the right balance between knowing that you're always invited, that we'd love to have you, but we don't want to make you feel pressured or the additional expense or the additional hassle. So let's figure out what works really well for you. And it may be that I tell you about stuff and then it can be up to you whether you want to come or not, because I really haven't figured out the perfect balance about that, because I want you to know that you're always welcome, but I don't want you to feel pressured or obligated.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sugar. Well, I know the tears were for one thing at the beginning and another thing at the end, so have a really great day, Sue.
Very
thanks.
True. Okay.
I know.
All right, thank you.
Sugar. You're welcome. You know, it's one of my favorite things about this program and about you guys, in that I will tell you the last thing in the world that you really wanted to hear, and you're almost without exception, you're at least polite to me, and sometimes grateful, which is even better. I mean, that's pretty cool as well. So it's nice to have, it's nice to have a different perspective, right? And you guys know that I don't really have an axe to grind here. As I said, no dog in the race, so I'll do whatever I can. All right, so the stories, one of the stories that is one of the, can you believe it? You know, I just finished reading Dominic Dunn's A Season in Purgatory, which has been out for a long time, but I just found the book again. Have you ever read that?
I haven't, actually.
It's actually a very chilling book, and it's,
really?
I think, a thinly veiled account of the Kennedys. And
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and the Shakel story. but I've met Dominic Dunn a couple times, and I've the other Mrs. Granville and stuff, and he's an interesting writer, and the fact that he hasn't gotten sued, but that whole thing about getting away with murder. And which sort of brings to mind the Oscar Pretorius, not guilty of murder.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable. They said they expected him to, they said the judge appeared to be on the verge of declaring him guilty of a lesser crime, culpable homicide in the shooting death of his girlfriend, but the judge abruptly suspended court proceedings for the rest of the day. Well, I have to stop here and resume tomorrow morning. The judge, Thocozilia Matilda Masipia, said less than half an hour after the session had resumed after lunch break. She did not explain the adjournment.
So are they saying that it was negligence then?
Well, no, they're saying it's not premeditated murder, which carries a minimum mandatory term of 25 years and a lesser charge of homicide, certainly known as murder, or simply known as murder. The lesser charge is culpable homicide, which is comparable to involuntary manslaughter. He'd failed three tests to be exonerated of the charge. One considers what a reasonable person would have done under the circumstances. Since his trial, a double amputee, who's also challenged David Baldwin, has faced accusations that he deliberately took the life of his girlfriend when he fired into a locked bathroom door at his villa in Pretoria, South Africa, February 14th, Valentine's Day, on 2013. He insisted he killed her, was in the bathroom by mistake, believing that an intruder had entered his house.
Wow.
Many people in this country have experienced crime, but they have not resorted to sleeping with a firearm under their pillow. He lives in a gated complex with round-the-clock guards. He's become alarmed when he heard he thought was the sound of a bathroom window being opened. All the accused had to do was pick up his cell phone and call security or the police. He acted too hastily, used excessive force, and has been negligent in his conduct. They said many observers in the courtroom forecasted that she was about to deliver her judgment. She adjourned the hearing until Friday.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about this one. It's just really shocked me when I woke up and saw this story today.
Yeah.
I think it probably shocked a lot of people.
She said he made a poor and evasive witness. She found large parts of his story credible. Most significantly, or at least the prosecution has been able to prove otherwise, that when he shot and killed Ms. Steenkamp, he genuinely believed that intruders had broken into his home and were hiding in the bathroom. Well, we'll see tomorrow. But having just finished A Season in Purgatory, it sort of does have that whole thing of that justice for rich people is different than justice for poor people. 855, and that this isn't even America, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Alex, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How am I going to help?
I am currently in treatment for major depressive disorder, and it's kind of new. I'm in uncharted territory, and I've been having thoughts about what my life is going to be like without it, and I feel like almost sad that it's not going to be the same, even though I didn't like it before.
Okay, Alex, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. When you say I'm thinking about how it would be not to be depressed, and I'm almost missing it, can you be more specific with me about it?
I feel like I'm missing my depression in a sense.
In what way? What was the advantage of your depression that you feel that you don't have now?
I don't know.
Let me help you with this.
Very odd.
Well, no, it's not. And believe it or not, I know that's making you feel a little neurotic, but the whole term, which I'm sure you've heard, of dysfunctional family, which is a major misnomer, and it's one of those terms that the guy who used it to apply to the idea that all of us grow up from dysfunctional families, said when he used the term, it was that 93% of all families are dysfunctional. And my point is, if you're talking about 93% of anything, what you do is call the 7% something else. You call them the dysfunctional. Not, but the term had some legitimacy about 40 years ago, because people for the first time started studying alcoholics who'd stopped drinking. And this is where the term came from, because what people noticed, social scientists noticed, is that when a person stopped drinking, the family structure, which you assume would be strengthened, and it was primarily men, but primarily when the dad stopped drinking, everybody assumed that the family structure would be strengthened. The marriage would be stronger, the parent-child relationship would be stronger, the community relationship would be stronger. And what they found was exactly the opposite, that the family tended to deteriorate. And so somebody was trying to figure out why that was, and what they came up with was this theory that said dysfunctional family. And it was used to describe the fact that the family structure learned over the years to function around the fact that dad was an alcoholic. And therefore, that meant that the kids would avoid dad when he'd been drinking, that the wife would keep the kids away, that everybody would go and hibernate, especially if there's any violence involved, that everybody would go and walk on eggshells or walk away. So the whole family learned this way of dealing with the fact that dad was a drunk, and quite often an angry, violent drunk. And so when dad stopped drinking, nobody knew how to behave anymore. Not only was it hard on dad because everybody was avoiding him, which he hadn't really noticed before because he was smashed, but wife didn't know. All of a sudden he's saying, okay, well, I'm the husband you always wanted, so let's be sexual. And she's been avoiding him for years. Or he'd say to the kids, let's go and do something. Let's go to a ball game together. And the kids would avoid him because they knew that he could be really nice when he was sober and really awful when he was drunk. So the family structure quite often would fall apart, including divorce and estrangement and yada yada. So the term came up of the family was functioning in a dysfunctional situation, so hence the term dysfunctional family. And so then when the person around whom the pathology circled got better, the structure fell apart. Okay, so having said that, so that's why I'm telling you that your whole notion of, wow, I've been depressed my whole life, and now maybe not being depressed, maybe I don't know how to behave around that, is not completely unexpected. But the deal of how to deal with that, because you basically, emotionally you're feeling, wow, I miss my binky. Because it gave me excuses to not deal with people, or it gave me excuses to sleep late, or it gave me excuses to not do my schoolwork, or it made people pay more attention to me, or it made my parents worry about me, or it became so common that I don't, I sort of miss it, that, that I had a crutch for a long time and now I don't have the crutch and I'm not sure about my balance. Any one of those number of things. But the point that I'm making to you, other than the theoretical sort of philosophical one, which is this is not completely unexpected, is to say, be specific about it. For example, I miss being able to go to sleep and tune everything out. Or I miss being able to have the excuse to not deal with my girlfriend. Or I miss the attention that my parents paid to me when I said, I don't know if I could go on. So the answer to how I live as a non-depressed human being is to figure out where the advantage was. What we call that in psychology, I call it subtext woo-woo. Everybody else calls it secondary gain. That there's some advantage, and clearly that's what you're expressing, to being depressed. On an intellectual level, I understand it's an awful way to lead your life. But I'm sort of miss the specifics, and the clues are always going to, and the answer is always going to be in the specifics. So number one, understand it doesn't make you crazy to miss your depression. But in order to in fact live a better life, what you need to do is figure out where the advantage was in being depressed. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Also, to understand that just any change feels, especially when you've been in a situation where you felt you weren't coping very well, the change is not necessarily feeling good. All right? How long have you been on antidepressants, Alex?
I just started a month ago.
Okay. So are you feeling any relief yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling motivation, which is
great.
New.
Great. Good, good, good. All right. So we talked before about why this is not completely unusual. I think that you need to be commended for your candor about this. And we talked about where that sense would come from. So can you be specific with me about where you miss the depression?
Probably having an excuse to withdraw.
Okay.
And having motivation to go and do things when I'm like not having an excuse to be lazy as well, I guess, yep. would be a good way to put it.
Yep. Okay. So how are you coping with that at this moment?
I'm trying to get out and do things, even if it's just like going for a walk or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Good. Are you being successful or not?
I'm thinking I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing a lot better than I was, at least, in getting out. Yeah.
Okay, let me suggest some things for you. Good for you for being that specific, and it sounds like you had some awareness before our conversation. So let's look at both of them. It may be that the chance to withdraw, you know, I don't know how much of the program you've listened to, but lamentably, a huge part of the program, the first part of this hour before you called, was my talking with people about communication and how much you were not alone, not even of your generation or not even of the fact that you've used depression as a way of dealing with it, but that technology has allowed people to withdraw more and more, and the result is really rotten communication, resulting in major problems. So one of the ways of dealing with this is, and there are a number of ways, and you can choose what makes most sense to you. You can pick a friend that you already have, who you care about, and just decide that you're going to have breakfast one day a week with that person. And you schedule it, because you may find that not having to think about everything all the time is really a relief, because you're moving from a situation where essentially you did nothing to a situation where you understand you need to do more, but having to set everything up every time is going to be inefficient and somewhat tiring, and may be just less comfortable than just getting yourself in a routine. Because routine may be the halfway house for you between being withdrawn and being a bit more spontaneous. You don't want to the likelihood of feeling comfortable changing everything for the last, like, 15 years in the next 5 minutes is not going to be very comfortable. So even if it's the right direction, if it doesn't feel comfortable, you're less likely to do it. So setting up some routines where it may be that you join a gym, or you get a sweat buddy, that you decide Tuesdays and Thursdays find someone who has an issue with weight, for example, or a next-door neighbor, or a family member, or somebody that you just like spending time with, or put an ad on Craigslist that says, you know, I'd love to have somebody that will go and take a walk with, you know, walk a mile with me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But set up a routine that may comfort you when your motivation seems a little bit low, because even people who are not depressed have highs and lows, which you will. So if you can understand what the goal is here, to move from withdrawal and depression and lethargy into slightly more action, that a routine will really help you. And then once you get that routine under control and feels really positive to you, when you're seeing some benefit, then you can try a little spontaneity. But I would do a sweat buddy or a gym or something where, I said before, when I get out of the habit of exercise, what I do to get back in is find a sweat buddy. Because on days where I'm thinking, I want to sleep the extra hour, the sweat buddy quite often will not be in the same mood. And not to mention, even if they are, that both of us sort of don't want to be slugs in front of the other one, so we'll go and work out. The idea of just some social interaction. And you can pick a new person, you can pick an old person, you can pick somebody you've always wanted to get to know a little bit more. Don't pick the most popular dude that you know, the person who's the busiest, because they're going to have less time for you. Pick somebody that you wished at some point in your life had come up to you and said, look, Alex, let's spend some time together. Are you in a school setting?
Yep, I go to university.
Perfect. Because you're going to find some other people there, too. And just saying, finding a study buddy, finding someone to go and go to a movie together. But see if you can't. It doesn't have to be all the same person. But finding people to set up a routine and writing it in your book and the comfort. So when you're feeling that, okay, I'm kind of slipping back into my, you know, being a little lazy. And understand, laziness is just that you can think of more reasons not to do it than to do it. And the momentum of a schedule will really help you an enormous amount right now. So I pick, and also give yourself some time off. You don't have to be a whirling dervish to prove that you're not depressed anymore, that you can sort of begin to have Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be my quiet day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to make sure that I have at least two or three events planned. Okay?
Yeah.
Make sense? Sound fun?
Yeah, it does.
Good. All right, well, good for you for understanding it. I will get started on it now because we've just talked about it, so it's fresh and it sounds kind of interesting. And
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, it seems to me particularly appropriate on a day that has so many people sort of remembering a really, really scary time in American history. Although, as I said, when I went to the museum, one of the options, which I assume will continue to be there, I assume it wasn't just there before the museum opened, was people having an opportunity to share their video memories, to make a recording of what their memories were. And I actually did two, and one of them I was in tears And the second one, I wasn't. The second one, I decided, and I started off by saying this is probably one of the few positive ones you're going to get. But, you know, I was one of the few women down there, and that they had fixed a bathroom up at the closest school, which was the closest place that we used as kind of a loading zone, I think, or whatever. And they made the bathroom look like it was at a fancy hotel. They had candles and incense and mints and hairspray and, you know, it just... And there were a handful of us down there. That was all. But such an attempt to sort of to have some degree of luxury, really. And I organized birthday parties. One of the kids from the National Guard was 21, and so I went and tried to find candles, and I couldn't organize a cake, but I got this huge muffin, and I mean just whatever you could do. But there was such you'd never probably gotten hugged so much in your entire life. And there were no. It was almost a relief when the people started honking again, you know, and on the roads, because it was sort of back to normal. But there was just such an outpouring of kindness in the sense of, you know, we're all together in this, and we're all supporting one another. And terrible things happen, but we can survive. And so it was, but certainly a day that's not without. At very least, a bittersweet quality, if not much more sadness than that. So I thought I would share with you probably the stupid story of the week. Although, you know, there have been some seriously stupid stories this week. Charlie Sheen, that model of decorum, has apparently pledged $1,000 to a waiter that LaShawn McCoy stiffed, except technically didn't stiff it. It was $61.56 at PYT restaurant in Philadelphia. LaShawn McCoy being a Philadelphia Eagle running back, and that apparently Rob was the waiter, only got 20 cents of the tip. So he wasn't stiffed, and basically. McCoy was saying, you know, that he felt it was reportedly, apparently this wasn't directly from him, he was mistreated inside the restaurant. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that seems to me when Shane first told me about it, he said he only tipped him 2 cents, and I said, well, that means crappy service. That doesn't mean he was ignorant about it. That means that he was not happy, that the whole point being that, you know, that you tip presumably for,
right.
In theory, tip is to
good
ensure
service.
Promptness, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that in theory, what you're supposed to do is tip 15% to 20%. And, you know, the idea being 15 is good enough service, 20 is great service. But, you know, I basically agree. If you feel that somebody has given you really crummy service, that leaving nothing makes you look like you didn't know any better. And sometimes I know a lot of restaurants in the New York area that deal with tourists feel that in Europe, quite often it's called service, and it's just added onto the bill. The 17-18% or sometimes 20% is just added onto the bill, so you're not given a choice to tip. But in the United States, and some restaurants have started doing that. In fact, I was at, believe it or not, Applebee's, and they just automatically add on the 17%.
No kidding.
I guess
wow.
Being because it's in Times Square and a lot of tourists don't understand that the service is separate, which I think defeats the point of a tip, to be quite honest. And I've waited tables, so I'm sympathetic with the idea that, you know, tips are how you make your living. But this was clearly a case of somebody saying, I'm not amused. It was not saying I don't know about tipping. It was not saying, you know, that I'm being rude or crude. It's saying, I don't think this person deserves to get additional money from me because this, you know, they whatever it was. And apparently, LaShawn McCoy has not said anything about it. But and I'm not sure exactly why Charlie Sheen is, as I said, that model of
yeah,
decorum.
Yeah, right.
But or maybe, you know, maybe it's just a new way to get you. We haven't heard anything from him recently, so maybe this is the
yeah,
way to do this.
Get himself back in the
spot. But yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people. As you guys know, my favorite story about tipping, which is kind of even worse than this, was being in a steakhouse where a woman was literally choking on a piece of meat, and the waiter, whom I happen to know, Heimlichter, and she stiffed him. She didn't leave anything. And I thought that that was...
saved her life. And
particularly, yeah, what's your life worth? And I actually did a program about it the next day. You know, I'm not necessarily hoping to shame her into it, although maybe a little bit about that. But, I must say, without knowing any more about it than the news story, I'm kind of on LaShawn's case on this one. I think he's got a legitimate point.
I admit,
because as I said, the first thing I said when Shane said it is, I said, you know, it means he got crummy service.
Yep.
And crummy service, I think, deserves to say, you know, I'm not amused about this. I'm willing to overtip. When service has been terrific, I'm also willing to go to the manager and say, wow, you know, this was, you know, it was great service. As I said, I went to the DMV, which was not a matter of tipping, but I went to the DMZ to say, hey, listen, you guys have really put together a great system here. It took me about 20 minutes, and the person couldn't have been nicer, friendlier, more helpful. So there, she said. And an additional good news. Yeah, this one, you know, we could maybe put up what's your favorite tipping story.
Yeah.
Not having to do with cows, so maybe we'll put that up on the internet.
Hey, especially the sorry to interrupt, but the Applebee's thing kind of intrigued me. Do people tip on top of that then usually, or I mean
they can. We had a situation the person I was with has sort of an expense account, so he can put some of the stuff on the expense account up to a certain point. So he asked for two separate. He had one corporate credit card, and then there was a little bit, like maybe $10 or something, left over on the other credit card.
Sure.
And not only did they add the 17% on the first one, which was for the total amount, they added the same total amount on, which was 17% of the total bill, on the $10 one, which he didn't cross out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So,
if it was me, I would feel kind of obliged almost to you're obligated to still leave a tip, you know, leave something at the table or for the server or whatever.
Well, no, but the point is that it says tip 17%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah, it's presumably clear. Although anybody who waits tables will tell you that the deal is, as far as they're concerned, that that they just as soon get the tip in cash because, first of all, they're not taxed on it, which, you know, IRS, don't call me. I'm not waiting tables at this moment. But that also that sometimes they have to split it. So cash is always, you know, people are very pleased about the cash part. So that's all I know. But this one, I'm on McCoy's part. You know, I think that Charlie probably is
no problem.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB
extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.